live from Mark's kitchen. It's Chris and Mark's
digital dump
show.
Wow. We better have some really cool intro music now. It's just like live radio, really, isn't it?
It is, but recorded. Welcome. I'm Mark.
I'm Chris.
And welcome to
our dump
show. If you haven't heard this before, that's okay, because this is show number one. Although we have done 15 of a previous podcast.
It's time to reinvent ourselves.
We're seasoned veterans. And
I say reinvent. It's like we reinvented like every three shows anyway.
We kept changing.
Just change the name.
But we found that our subscriber numbers went down. And if you launch a new show on iTunes, they tend to put you in the new and noteworthy and your numbers go up again.
I can't wait to see the front page of iTunes.
We'll be new and noteworthy. We're going to have to do a special picture. Like a PR picture.
I want to both give them thumbs up.
Yeah, I wonder what you're about to say then.
Thumbs up.
Oh, they fumbled. Both being fumbled. But we should explain what the show's around. About. It's about us. Hello. Mark. He's Chris.
Hello.
And it's about our digital dumps. So every week, 2 weeks, whenever we can be bothered to do this.
Every show.
That'd be the better way to put it. We are going to look through the digital dump, which is iTunes, and also learn something, which I think is important to do every week.
I think
not every day.
Yeah. Well, I learn something new every day.
Well, I am going to teach you something today. That sounds very sordid.
You've already taught me something today.
I'm going to teach you
something. It was
something
that was very useful, actually. Yeah.
But first of all, let's have a look through iTunes. It is February.
February stars.
It's like the second week in February. We've just had Valentine's Day, so that wouldn't have been a good time to look at iTunes.
What did you do for Valentine's Day.
Nothing at all.
Good man.
Every day is like Valentine's Day with my wife.
That sounds like Valentine's Day for everybody else.
I did nothing. I worked very, very hard, and then I got stuck in floods, actually.
Aww.
Floods of tears. No, I got stuck in floods, and I had to stop my job and come home because it was flooded everywhere, because it's flooding in the south of England, which is where we are.
Yeah,
there you go. And you got stuck in the trains, I guess. This is really not interesting conversation, but you got stuck in the trains, I guess.
I did get stuck in the trains, yes. I love Walton on Thames Station. What can I say?
It is a good station.
It is at 2 o'clock in the morning, looking out onto the empty platform. It was
2 in the morning.
Beautiful, beautiful sight.
So, let's have a look and see what is on iTunes right now. Straight away, something that's come up is Final Fantasy VI, game.
You're looking at applications?
I am looking at applications. Are you not looking at applications?
I'm looking at some kind of featured something.
Well, Chris is looking on the iPad and I'm looking on the actual computer. So I guess some of these platforms change slightly, but they're both interesting to have a look at. So
They sure are.
Well, for us, very interesting. So what's hot right now? Not a lot, really. I guess after the fallout, which was Valentine's Day, we're talking just general albums, which are coming up here. A lot of stuff about BAFTA. Did you watch the BAFTAs?
No, I watched the BIFTAs.
It's the BAFTAs with soap. One Direction, One Way or Another, Teenage Kicks, British single nominees. So they got the Brit Awards, which must be coming up soon.
It's
littered with absolute shit all over the front page of iTunes at the moment.
Really?
Yep.
Are they trying to hawk that hawk?
There's money to be made. You already have this album. However, now you can buy the album with Brit Awards 2014 on the front.
Well, those little silver stickers where it says nominee.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember seeing that? Straight. It was always that day after. It would say Brit Awards nominee. Like,
You go into H&V. It's like, oh, check out all the artists that are in the... Well, I never would have guessed these people.
I didn't buy this
people.
Before. But now that it's been nominated by people in the industry who pay money to each other to win the awards.
Yeah, to scratch each other's backs. Yeah, yeah.
Now I want to get this awards, this album even. So, but I'm looking at. I'm gonna skip the songs today unless there's something in particular you want to have a look at.
No,
there isn't. That's fine then. We're gonna skip.
I've gone to the App Store because I'm curious about what's going on in the application world.
Well, I'm gonna have a look at Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah.
There's lots and lots of Final Fantasy games out, as you know. And
well, the new one's just come out. Lightning Returns, if what, I recall correct.
What would that be? Final Fantasy 14?
Final Fantasy 13, Part 3.
Oh, goodness sake. They love doing that now, don't they? Part 1, Part 2. And what's that on? The new consoles, I guess.
No, it's on Xbox 360s and PlayStation 4s around the world. Oh, PlayStation 3. Sorry.
Fair enough. They're also developing it for that. Well, I'm particularly interested by, I guess, because the hardware inside all these tablets and phones now has come such a long way that, was it something crazy like it's about 1,000 times more powerful than one of the original consoles or the original PlayStation, the really? iPhone. Yeah, it's processing. It's something ridiculous compared to...
Then why can't I play PlayStation games on my iPhone?
Well, you can. You can now. Well, there's... what is there? Well, you can play PC games as well. The original Star Wars The Old Republic's on there, the full game.
Really?
On the iPhone. Yeah. You've got the iPhone 5.
Hmm.
And obviously now you've got Final Fantasy 6, which I read was on the PlayStation, the original PlayStation. I don't remember that. All I remember is Final Fantasy 7.
I think 7 was the one that kind of opened the floodgates, and then I think they re-released all the old back catalogue.
Okay. Well, are you seeing this? Yeah. Are you looking at this at the moment?
I'm looking at Haunting Melissa, which is apparently entertainment.
Are you looking at what, sorry?
Haunting Melissa.
Is that a game?
I don't know. It's got 12 ratings, and it's averaging at 4 stars. It's free.
What is it?
It's an application of sorts.
Oh, what does it do?
I'm having a look.
You haunt someone.
It's from the producer of The Ring and Mulholland Drive. Comes this terrifying ghost story that reinvents how movies are consumed and stories told.
What's that got to do with that? Well, so what does the app actually do?
I don't know.
Well, that's no good.
It says they continue to improve it, though, so that's always a good sign.
That is a good sign. I want to know more about this. What's it called? Haunting Melissa?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna look up Haunting Melissa. Oh, it's quite big. It's come up straight away when I did the search.
Bloody hell, it's 690 megabytes.
It's free. Okay, screenshots.
Oh, there you go. It's a unique app-only video series that can scare you on Halloween.
Halloween. Yeah. Right, okay, so you basically walk around. So it is a game.
Is it a game? Yeah. I thought it was like a web series.
You say 690 megabytes, but that Star Wars game I was telling you about is 4 gig.
4 gig?
Yeah.
Who's got a 4 gig? If you've got an 8 gig like iPhone 5...
Yeah, you won't get it. It starts at 16 gig. The iPhone 5. You can go up to 64 really? Gig, yeah.
Yeah, I want to get a 64 gig one, but then I thought...
Oh, it's so expensive, though.
I know, it's
mental. The 16 gig one was free, but then if I wanted to get the 32...
Of course, I could walk into any shop and just go, I'll take that, thank you.
Well, yeah, sign up.
Just hand them out to people.
Sign up to the cool subscription. But then if you want to buy the 32 gig one, it jumps up to £200 for the handset before you've even started the contract. If you want to get the 64 gig, it's something ridiculous, like £300 or £400.
Bargain.
And if you want to buy one of the iPhones, just to go and buy it, it starts at £599, and the 64 gig's something stupid like £800 to buy. £800 for a phone.
That's mental. But people really are willing to pay it these days.
Well, they do pay it, yeah. They ask for it, and they go, oh, I'll just buy it. So, Final Fantasy VI, it looks very much... pretty shitty graphics, but it does look a lot like Final Fantasy VII. It's 1994, apparently, it came out. So that was just when the PlayStation came out.
Yep.
And you can play it on the iPad, on the iPhone.
I wonder if it's one of those games that came out, like, on the SNES or something, and every...
It does look an awful lot like SNES graphics. Like, it looks a bit like Link when I look at it. And then it's got their hot air balloon like it had in Final Fantasy VII. So there you go.
Oh, happy days.
Indeed.
It's funny reminiscing about looking at Final Fantasy VII, you imagine it looking amazing, and you go back and play it, and you're like, bloody hell, this is ridiculously polygony.
Well, that's it.
But there you go. That's Retro Corner with Chris. Blimey, games look shit.
Well, there you go. That's our game review. We didn't really review any games, did we? We just looked at them very, very briefly.
I say, Haunting Mercer sounds particularly engaging.
There's loads of games like that now, though. There's loads of them which are kind of film game crossovers. And have you been playing Flappy Birds?
Have
you heard about this? Do you know about this?
I have heard about it, but I saw it and I didn't download it.
What do you think about the
now
guy
I'm just kicking myself, you know, because it sounds like such a great game.
Well, apparently people are buying it on eBay for ridiculous amounts of money, but I don't think they are. I think it's just a joke. I think they're just bidding for it and going, oh, I thought it was a joke. But they're bidding, like, you know, thousands and thousands of pounds for a phone that's got Flappy Birds on it.
Oh, right. Buying the phone with Flappy Birds on it. That makes more sense. So, but surely when you connect the phone up to your iTunes account, that it'll just wipe the game?
I think it's a joke. I don't think it's people mean it. I think it's like, oh, someone's putting a bid for this much, and some students then put in...
Bloody students.
Students. So someone else is just put in, like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll bid that for it as well. Yeah, and they just keep bidding it up and stuff.
What
just,
a bunch of idiots.
Just to be funny and rebellious.
look at them rebelling. Take that, society.
But the guy who pulled it, he said he did it because he didn't want all the attention. He wanted a simple life. But he's probably created far more attention for himself by doing that. Because I'd never heard of it until we actually pulled it from the from iTunes.
Either.
Mm. And I think it's done on purpose. Because if you take something away and then you go, you can't have it anymore, it makes people want it more and more and more. And then I guess he just then develops another game and then releases that. Or he'll do like, okay, well, I'll let you have it on this website, but it will cost you this much to have it just to stop more people having it. And then it will
make sure getting loads of like threats and whatnot on Twitter and that kind of thing. That's what made him stop doing it.
What was that? He did what? Sorry?
He was getting loads of threats. And,
of what?
I don't know. Just people being abusive.
But that's the internet.
I know. You think he'd be used to it. He was like Asian, wasn't he?
Yeah, you would think so, yeah.
Not that I'm saying Asians deserve to be abused on the internet. I'm just saying they've all got a lot of access to the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's loads of copies out now. Splashy Fish, The Adventures of a Flappy Fish. City Bird Flappy Flyer. I mean, really? But they're all in the top five, so I mean... Hats off to these people
trying to get
developing their fix. These games as quickly as possible. I'm wondering whether there was some kind of... He was worried about some sort of copyright issue as well, if he's making that much money. Apparently he's making $50,000 a day.
Well, the graphics did look very Super Mario-y.
Well, yeah, maybe if someone looked into it a bit further, they would have found out that it was a bit of a
clone.
Problem, maybe.
Like, you'd need some backgrounds off somewhere else and...
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe so, maybe so. And what else are we looking at? TV? Have you been watching any TV shows recently?
Yeah, I am, actually.
What are you watching?
I'm watching Wilfred at the moment, and it's really good.
Really? No, I've seen that before.
Really? Which one did you watch?
Which one are you watching? You watching
We started watching the Australia one, and then we switched on Netflix over to pick up American... Whoops, sorry.
Okay, so this is on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't know that.
So, we started watching the Australian one.
Yeah.
And found that rather funny. But a little bit depressing at the end of every episode. A bit of a downer.
Yeah.
But then we started watching the American one. And, it's really good.
And it's the same guy who's
It's
on
the same guy as the... Who's Wilfred. But it's got Elijah Wood.
It has indeed. So you can get both of these on iTunes, both the American and the Australian one.
Cool.
In HD. Oh, the original one's only in standard, but you can get the American one in HD. So you've got seasons 1 and 2 for both the Australian and the American series. The American one's $24.99 for the HD version.
Really?
Yeah, the original series is £15.12. That's a random amount, isn't it? £15.12.
But how many epi modes is it? I can't speak tonight.
How many epiodes?
Hmm.
I'm guessing 24. It's got to be if it's American, surely.
I think the American was about 12.
No, 13. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you've got 13 episodes. I actually think I prefer the look of the Australian one. What's your judgment on it?
I'm enjoying the American one, but it is quite American-y. The Australian one, I haven't seen it for a little while because we've kind of been watching the...
Yeah.
The American one, because we haven't got access to the Australian one anymore. But the Australian one's a bit drier, I think. Although they're both black comedies, obviously.
Mm.
It kind of felt a bit too dry. Although I think, in some respects, I find it more appealing because of that. But if you just after an evening's viewing of like watching multiple episodes back to back, you could probably watch about four of the American one and only about two of the Australian one. But it's not a criticism either.
Oh. So there you go. That's iTunes this week. And nothing particularly interesting. As soon as something interesting comes up, we'll sound more interesting when we're talking about it.
I was like, Ender's Game? What on earth is that?
Oh, that's a stupid Barbie thing for Pearl child. Princess. Ender's Game's the one with Harrison Ford. It's like a sci-fi. You watch the trailer, you think this is going to be great. Then it comes up as a main character as some 10-year-old kid, and you think, no, that's not going to work after all.
Barbie the Pearl Princess. Lumina is a beautiful mermaid with a magical gift.
Where's this?
The Royal Castle? I've always wanted to go there, and so does Kuda, huh?
I bet she has.
It's the most wonderful place ever.
Man alive. Right, so...
That's why the film industry in Britain has gone to Poosville.
Gone to the dogs. Is that the phrase?
That is the phrase.
So...
Although, you know, you're probably trying to pick a better animal than dogs.
It's gone to...
The worms.
Gone to the worms. That'll do. And they've turned. So we are going...
And they've been caught by the bloody early bird.
It's up very, very early.
It is. That's sod.
I
sometimes it doesn't go to bed if it's an owl. It's
gonna,
up all night.
We're going to learn something now, Chris.
Teach me.
So each week we're going to learn something. And this week we are going to learn Italian.
Italian.
Welcome to Italian for Dummies.
Yeah.
Italian for that's
dummy.
Pretty insulting.
I'm a dummy. This is Italian
your
for Dummies.
Italian conversations. We encourage you to listen and repeat. First, you'll hear each dialogue as natives would speak it.
Hello, I am a native. So, Chris, to start off with, we need to practice our Italian so we can get into the feel of it. Have you ever thought about learning Italian before?
It's one of those languages which I've always thought about not learning.
It's the language of love. I'm just drinking.
Really? I thought French was the language of love.
It depends.
Isn't any language other than English the
depends
language
what you love. I'm drinking my coffee, which is cold now. But
All I need to learn is how to say linguine, lasagna, meatballs.
So now, what we're going to do? We're going to do first of all. We need to learn some common phrases. So this is phrases for
common phrases.
People. Yeah, common phrases. Not
like, where's me washboard? Like,
Italiano, your pizza. Here, what's my washboard?
Hey, forgetti, mom.
Hey, Luigi, it's me, Mario.
Exactly, classics.
We just lost our entire Italian listeners.
That's right, they don't understand what we're saying. We haven't spoke. We should retranslate the podcast into Italian once we've learned it.
Well, we can do that. Maybe we can diversify every week and we'll try something different. So we're going to learn some common phrases, and you're going to repeat these phrases after me?
Oh, yeah.
Or after, not after me, after the phrase lady.
I was going to say your voice turned
here
beautiful.
Here are some common phrases,
first,
Chris.
First, you'll hear them in English, then in Italian.
Okay. Oh, I can speak the English.
Wow, darn it.
That's not a phrase.
Did you hear that?
Wow, darn it.
Accidente. You can say it. Accidente.
Start again. I was talking over myself.
We'll skip that one then.
It's a useless phrase.
Let's go.
Andiamo.
What's up?
No, that's
what's
it.
Up?
Kitchen.
Agreed.
D'accordo.
In case you agreed twice with somebody.
Who cares?
Exactly.
E chi se ne importa?
E chi se ne importa?
This is it's verging
it's
on racist.
Same. It doesn't matter.
It's all the same. It doesn't matter.
È lo stesso.
Fantastico.
Maybe she's going to do that.
Matter.
That's the same. Have we just heard that? It's a shit phrase. We don't need to know that one.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Non c'è di che.
Non c'è
the
cake.
Nah.
May I pass? Come in.
Permesso?
May
wonderful.
I pass?
Fabulous.
Oh, this is a good one.
Stupendo.
The food is stupendo.
Okay.
Va bene.
I'm sure if you said okay, people would understand you. Well, that was wonderful, Chris.
That's good.
Now, the other important thing I think to learn when you're in Italy is the days of the week. So,
that's always handy, I find. So I don't want to book a cinema ticket and find I've turned up on the wrong day.
No, you won't need to.
Days of the week.
Well, this is convenient. She's going to tell us.
Sunday.
Domenica.
Monday.
Lunedì.
Lunedì.
I'll do the next one.
Tuesday.
Martedì.
You do the next one.
Wednesday.
Mercoledì.
Mercoledì.
It's like French.
Thursday. Yes.
Giovedì.
Giovedì.
That's Thursday. Friday.
Venerdì.
Oh, venerdì?
Yes.
Saturday.
Sabato.
Sabato!
He sounds like a superhero.
Months of
you
the year.
Know I'm Sabato. You're my version,
it's put a whole new
Sabato. Right, so let's. So, what would you like to do, Chris? You've got a couple of choices that you can do. We can either follow a recipe, we can find a place to meet. We can get back to the train station. We can make dinner reservations. We can enjoy some dinner. We can go shopping for clothes, shopping for shoes, going to the movies. We can invite friends to a party. We can talk on the phone to a friend. We can leave a message.
If I've got friends, I'm going to speak to them in bloody English. Thank
you. Well, what would you like to do?
I'd like to shop for shoes.
Okay, Chris, you're going to go shopping for shoes.
I am.
So what I want you to do is they're going to talk to us, and then there's going to be a pause afterwards. And what I would like you to do is translate what the people are saying
this,
during
this
the pause.
I'm liking this, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see how this goes. So we'll listen to the conversation straight away through, and during that time, I'm actually going to edit it out, so you'll get an idea.
January.
No, we don't want that.
Gennaio.
And then Giovanna the second time through, it pauses.
She asks the saleswoman if she can try it on. Now, listen and repeat.
Repeat.
What's she saying?
Oh, she's saying, can I try these shoes on? Please. I really like your shoes.
Certo.
That chair. Is it free?
Che taglia porta?
Is there a sales assistant nearby that speaks English?
La 42.
This one's too small and this one's too big. What's going
Forse
on?
È un...
No, that's just gibberish.
Un po' piccola.
Have you got it in a different colour?
Me yeah. La provo.
Oh, I really like that one. That's my favourite.
Giovanna returns from the dressing room.
And she comes back from the dressing room. What, to try on shoes? She has a dressing room? How up her own arse is she?
Nella sua taglia, solo blu.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, we're shopping for clothes.
Oh, for God's sake, no wonder I can understand it.
Listen,
here we go, here we go. Now you're going to translate for us. She's come back from the dressing room.
È troppo stretta.
I'm a trond.
That fitted perfectly.
Avete una taglia?
What? I love Italian designers.
Più grande?
It's very big.
Nella sua taglia?
Have you got a smaller sweater?
Solo blu.
In blue.
Matteo is looking for a new suit for the summer.
Yeah. Posso aiutare? How do I do?
Sì, cerco una giacca sportiva blu.
I know what he said.
Benissimo.
Of course you do. Ecco, good on bloody screen.
No, it doesn't have it up here. It doesn't tell me. But now you're going to translate for us, Chris.
What's more translating?
Now, yeah.
Are we actually going to find out if I'm lying or not?
You have another 1 minute 15. We don't. That's the beauty of this.
Amazing. Yeah, this is how it really is.
Sì, cerco una...
check, please.
He's buying a suit. Check, please.
He didn't like him. He said, where's the taxi line? Please leave me alone. Stop hassling me in your store.
He wants some pants, which are black.
Benissimo.
Benissimo.
Benissimo. Beautiful ecco. Pants.
Provi questi.
Would you like to molest me?
No. In the nicest possible way. Is that it?
No.
Are we done? Oh, what?
Is this the long pause?
Returns with a smile on his face.
What have you been doing?
Va bene? Sì, mi vanno bene.
These pants are very tight. Here we go, Chris. Why is he coming back with a smile on his face?
Because he really enjoyed his experience in the dressing room. The concierge was... bravissimo. I can't even get my English words out now. I'm stuck in Italiano.
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 Do you know what? I'd like to have a go at this, Chris. And
yeah,
I
think we should abuse your knowledge of any kind of cultures other than, you know.
Well, no, I'm fluent in Italian, as you're about to find out. So we're going to go, I'm going to invite some friends to a party. It's a regular type of thing I do for all my Italian Amigos.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. That would be better if it
That'd
was
be
Mexican.
Spanish.
Yep.
Yeah, what language do Mexicans speak?
Spanish.
Yeah. Why are we just calling them Spanish people?
Because they're Mexicans.
It gets confusing.
You ready?
Yep.
Guido will have a party at his house.
I love Guido. He's my favourite.
Call Sara to invite her.
Sara. Salaman.
Guido, come va?
Molto bene. Sei libera sabato sera?
È un invito.
Oh, Sara.
Sì. Alla mia festa.
Fantastico.
I love your face.
Verso le nove.
Cosa posso
Come
portare?
To my party. I like to see your face.
Ottimo. Quello piace a tutti.
Allora d'accordo. Grazie.
Oh, I can't wait.
Now, listen and repeat.
I will. No, I'll just translate for you all.
Ciao, Guido.
Ciao, Guido.
Come va?
Come over here, you sexy thing. Oh, it's paused. Why does it keep pausing?
It's because it actually means a lot
Molto
more.
Molto bene.
I'm really good at things.
Sei libera.
I'm a Libra.
Sabato sera.
Say hello to Sarah.
È un invito?
I'm invited?
Sì.
Yes?
Alla mia festa.
I love your fucking face.
Fantastico.
Oh, that's brilliant.
A che ora?
I've got a beautiful aura too.
Verso le nove.
I don't give a shit about that. I just like your face.
Cosa posso portare?
Would you like something?
I thought he was asking if he's slightly retarded.
Gelato, va bene?
I like jelly.
Ottimo.
Ah, that's alright.
Quello piace a tutti.
You're a dirty bitch, really.
Allora, d'accordo.
Okay. I'll come to your party.
Is she an Italian prostitute?
I don't know. It's a very confusing conversation.
Grazie.
Thank you. I'm not quite sure I got that translation completely correct. It would have made no sense whatsoever.
I think I got the general gist of it. If I was on the other receiving end of that telephone call,
well, I think
then I'd definitely be attending that party.
She sounded very civil, and to be honest, he
Despite
sounded
his lecherous he sounded remarks
like a dirty caller, really, didn't he? Another very confusing Elena conversation.
Has just seen an elderly woman on her bicycle hit by a scooter.
Classics. I mean, it makes me wonder how safe Italy is. If these are common phrases that you can pull off any kind of learning CD.
Mandiamo subito un'ambulanza.
Now, listen and repeat.
Polizia.
Police.
C'è stato.
I've just recorded an accident on my iPhone, but I don't have 3G. Can you help me out to upload it?
Dove?
Where?
Piazza Mattei.
At the Piazza Mattei.
Ci sono feriti?
Cheese sauce?
It's gone about bloody pizza.
C'è una persona?
There's one person.
Ferita incosciente.
I don't even know anymore.
It was a fatal crash.
Well, it was an old lady on a bicycle, and she was filming it on her phone. And
she got hit by a car.
She did get hit by a car.
To be honest, if you're filming anything whilst riding a bike, you deserve to be hit by a car.
No. Unless you have a GoPro on your helmet.
Exactly.
And even then, I don't know the legal implications of recording whilst cycling around. But anyway, that is that's Learn Italian for Dummies. We are dummies, and we've learnt Italian, I think, today.
That was bravissimo, Mark.
Bellissimo!
Bellissimo.
Fantastico!
Oh, wait, yeah, that's helpful.
Lovely. Well, there you go. Did you enjoy that, Chris?
I feel like my head's going to explode with pasta.
With Italian goodness, juicy goodness.
Just like Mama used to make.
Italiano. Dove le banno?
Bella.
Lasciami solo. Do you know what that means?
No, it's... go on, tell me.
No, you're going to have to learn Italian, and then you can find out. You need to listen to more of the Italian for Dummies. Well, there you go. Italian for Dummies, which you
Thank
can
you.
Get on iTunes Store right now.
Oh, is that an app?
Well, it can be an app.
It can be.
On that particular occasion, I don't think it was an app, but it can be an app. So before we let's have a look at our fellow podcasts before we go.
Yeah, let's see what we're competing against in this week's time trials.
New and noteworthy. So let's have a look at new and noteworthy for this week and see, as you said.
There's some twats called From the Factory Floor. Ah, your iTunes just crashed again. Well, closing those applications by holding the start button didn't do anything
at all. So does anything stick out to me with new and noteworthy apart from obviously this wonderful podcast?
I guess the charts.
Fat Burning Man, that looks like a good one. Lots of Men's Fitness, the Iced Tea podcast.
Yeah, how is the whole fitness thing going on now that we're in February? Surely everyone's given up.
Well, I'll be damned. Do you know Ray William Johnson?
Not personally.
Have you heard of him?
Or through the name alone, no.
He's a big YouTube star. He had the most subscribers on YouTube at one point. If he still does. He's got a podcast out, and that's a new...
Does he sing Chocolate Rain?
He does not. He just... What he actually did was he looked at viral videos and said these are the most popular viral videos this week.
And his became a viral video.
And his became a very, very popular show because of that.
That's bloody brilliant.
And he just retired from life because he's earned so much money on YouTube.
With his internet money.
So now he's got a podcast and that's a new noteworthy. It is new and it's worth a note.
There's one here called Beardy Dads, which, you know, I'm quite
Beardy intrigued. Dads? Well, let's have a listen to Beardy Dads then. I'd like to know more about them. What is Beardy Dads all about, apart from Beardy Dads?
Well, the first episode is called Births, then Antenatal, and then Sterilising.
Okay.
So I think it... Oh, it's explicit as well. I don't know if I'm...
That's okay. We can
I'm
be explicit.
I'm going to listen to Sterilising because it amused me.
Mm-hmm.
Coping with caffeine, sharing news and photos... Nodding at strangers and sterilising bottles.
I'm guessing it'd be the
sterilising bottles.
Stay-at-home dads.
Like sterilising, you know, so you couldn't have any more kids.
Sterilising bottles. filled with microwaves.
Oh, it's only 32 minutes long as well.
I like their intro music. That's quite unoffensive.
Let's skip into the middle of the show. Let's take a snippet. Yeah, get lost.
Hello, you're listening to...
Yeah. Sorry?
Make sure we capture enough photos so that for Toby we did a for his first birthday we did a
oh my god, I'm bored.
Photo book.
Oh nice.
Well, in fact, it was,
did you use photo box?
I forget who we did it with. Maybe Lulu.
Oh, for god's sake. Why has that even appeared on my screen?
I went for a shit.
At least we edit out our arms and ears. There's far too much hiss on that as well. You wouldn't get that through the quality
Snowball mics.
Snowball mics that we use. No, sir. We took pictures at a first birthday party. Did you use PhotoBox for that? Let's get some advertising in.
That's too animated. That's too animated, bless them. Did you use PhotoBox? I logged onto...
Well, I don't think we're giving them a fair dues. It's...
Let's
listen about antenatal. Why is it called explicit?
Well, okay, let's give him another go. Flick through to another part of the show.
Oh, fuck. I mean, goodness me, how does that happen?
Balls, beardy balls, beardy dad balls.
What happened? Something's downloading.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, I don't want to download beardy dads.
Well, you're going to get it next time you spark up iTunes.
No. Wonderful. Have you subscribed me to Beardy Dads? Maybe I'll become obsessed with them.
Well, I did notice you were sporting a bit of facial hair, so I thought maybe...
Yes. Oh, yeah. For God's sake, not again, really?
Any tips for us?
Any tips for you?
Do get in touch.
Yes, just two of them talking.
Do just record yourself for 2 or 3 minutes and...
Yawn.
No, just keep going. Has anyone recorded themselves?
We're podcast at biddydads.co.uk.
And do that, by the way, if you're listening.
Do.
We want to hear.
As opposed to not doing it.
They want to hear.
That's I want to hear
it.
More.
Is it off? Okay, let's scroll back a bit. Let's go back to, say, 20 minutes in.
Okay.
Leave it in your photo collection. So okay. You could then also upload it to Flickr.
Are they still talking about photos?
Correct. I think one thing we haven't been doing, and I think we thought we would do, is some sort of blog or Tumblr or somewhere where we're taking these photos that, that might now live in.
Right, they're just talking about things they might be doing. At least we're doing something with our lives. At least we learnt Italian today.
We did learn Italian and we've taught the world.
Okay, and you can imagine what the picture looks like for the app, can you?
Beardy dads. I'm imagining dads with beards.
That's a crappy kind of picture as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I want to see the picture. Can you show me the picture?
I can show you the picture.
Go on. I'll come around here.
Your iTunes crashed again.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, see, I can't see the picture because the iTunes crashed.
Oh, no, I'm rebooting it up again. You'll be excited.
I can't
wait. It's one of the key ones, so...
Beardy dad. I'm going to type it into iTunes. I can't be bothered to wait any longer.
It's coming up. I forgot.
It comes up. It comes up in the top two. Beardy man's number one, and then Beardy dad's is number two. Oh, I saw this. I thought it was a photo.
What?
I thought it was a photo. They're very popular.
Really?
Yeah, well, the popularity bars up full for them.
That's because they're dads.
They're explicit.
They are. I didn't hear any cursing. We've had at least one fuck on this. Two fuck. It's just going to keep going exponentially.
Well, that is wonderful. So I'm going to listen to more Beardy Dads, and you can find them by searching...
Well, you are, because I've just downloaded one to your iTunes. Well,
thank you ever so much. I can't wait. So, I think we should end it there. I think that we've explored iTunes enough for this week.
We've delved through the cesspit.
We've had our digital dump, and next week we'll be dumping on someone else's podcast, I'm sure. We should just listen to other people's podcasts and
give critique.
Yeah, until someone does it to us. And we're like, we'll sue you!
That'd be amazing. We stumble upon it randomly. These jokers. Look at this. Oh, wait.
That's us. Thank you very much for listening to the first of Mark and Chris's Digital Dump
Show.
2014. New. The new class.
2001. Oh, wait.
And we'll be back soon.
Yes. It's a promise. This week we promise to do it more frequently.
This is the first one.
Yeah. For a first Jan start, we're not doing too bad.
Stay safe. Stay
stupendo.
And we'll see you next time on the Mark and Chris Digital Dump Show. It didn't rhyme quite the way I thought it was going to. Never mind.
It's much more of a written rhyme.
Perhaps. See you next time. Ciao!
Okay.